You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome to New Wisco Weekend. I'm Lisa Hale, your host. You may be keeping an eye on the forecast these days, wondering when it's going to warm up. If you enjoy gardening, you may be even more anxious for the nice weather. Did you know that close to 60% of people who call Northeast Wisconsin home have a garden? We decided to dig into the topic for this issue. And in our cover story, you'll meet a local woman who's already growing hundreds of plants inside of her home as she waits to move everything outside. That's coming up in about 20 minutes. Don't think you have a green thumb? Amanda Nimmer shares her lighthearted look at why plants can be your friend. We also have stories on DeLorean Walls, who is working hard to fight food insecurity here in New Wisco. Stories on prostate cancer, and an organization in our area that helps students with disabilities get real-life experience in the workforce. Pete Schwabe has his classic cinema pick of the week, and later the duo 7,000 Apart is growing its musical offerings. Hear the new song and exciting things coming up for this popular part Green Bay, part Sweden couple later in the show. Let's get things started by opening up this issue with a story about some animals that could be considered pests in the garden. But as I learn when inside as a pet, well, they're just super cute. This time of year, bunnies are everywhere. Of course, the Easter bunny's on our mind during Easter season. Spring's coming, and gardeners are worrying about how to protect their new plants from bunny visitors. And the Oshkosh Area Humane Society allows children to learn how to care for domestic bunnies as pets. The OAHS rescues pre-loved stuffed bunnies from area thrift stores or donations and lets children adopt them to take home. While adopting the rescued, repaired, and reconditioned bunnies, children learn what pet bunnies need and want and how to take care of them. Emily Anderson, the marketing and PR manager with the Oshkosh Area Humane Society, says the shelter takes in, cares for, and adopts out 50 to 60 rabbits annually, and the majority of the adopters are families with children. But before a family makes the step to adopt a bun-bun, the children can adopt a rescued stuffed animal.
The younger children, who maybe don't have a pet at home, can have the experience of coming to a humane society and seeing adoptable bunnies that they can then be responsible for when they take them home, while learning about how to care for real bunnies.
All of the stuffed bunnies have been rescued from thrift stores, but are cleaned and sanitized before adoption. Adopting a pre-loved stuffed bunny will teach children how real homeless pets are rescued, cared for, and nursed back to health if needed, then adopted into loving homes.
If they maybe are missing a tail or an eye or a button on their little outfits, we have one of our staff person who fixes them up, you know, heals their boo-boos so they're all ready to go. So just like the real live bunnies if they have issues.
Every adopted stuffed bunny has to be named. The children then get an adoption certificate with the bunny's name, birth date, and information about what real pet bunnies need to be happy and healthy. Bunnies are wonderful companion animals for families to adopt. They make excellent pets because they're super social and become very loyal to their owners. They're very clean and can easily be litter trained once they're spayed or neutered, and they can be trained to do tricks. The Oshkosh Area Humane Society helps potential bunny parents adopt their new floppy-eared family members with ease and with education.
So typically we like them to come here and meet the bunny, fill out an adoption application. They can fill out the application before they come here online on our small animals page, and then meet the bunny, meet with Sarah, talk through all the care and behavior and nutrition that they need, and usually Sarah will let them go home with the bunny the same day.
For information on adopting a stuffed bunny, adopting a pet bunny, or on any of the programs and services offered by the Oshkosh Area Humane Society, visit OAHS.org. For New Wisco Weekend, I'm Lisa Hale.
Everybody loves somebody sometime. Everybody falls in love somehow. Something in your kiss just told me my sometime is now.
New Wisco, thanks for spending some of your weekend with us on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS and the Civic Media app.
High school students with disabilities are getting a great opportunity to explore future career paths with hands-on experience and rotating hours in the classroom. Project Search aims to help students learn achievable skills in the workplace. Dawn McColl from Bell and Sports Medicine shares.
I am the volunteer manager of the health system. So I make sure that we have volunteers who are present in the hospitals, the clinics, the surgical centers. But one of the things that I do that's really, really exciting is that I help with Project Search. And Project Search is something that Bellin's been doing for 10 years. It basically is an internship program for students with intellectual and developmental disabilities who are in their last year of high school. And so what they do is they apply for it. We go through a skills assessment program, and then they become a part of our Bellin family. It is a program that starts in September and goes through May.
But how do these students learn and achieve their goals in this internship?
Are immersed into the business environment 5 days a week, and where they learn a variety of job skills during a 10-week rotation. And when they go through the rotations, the first rotation, they're building employable skills. The next rotation, they build on the skills that they got the first rotation. As they go through the year, they're building those skills and becoming more marketable in the marketplace. So not only do they go through the internship program, they're immersed in the actual department. They also go through classroom instruction. They start their day at about 8:30. They go for about an hour and a half every day in the classroom. And those are the soft skills that you just mentioned that they're talking, that they learn. So you look at how do you, you know, answer the phone? How do you do an email? Let's talk about your resume. Let's talk about interviewing skills. So they touch on all that along with going into the actual department and learning some hard skills.
McColl shares where you can find this project in Wisconsin.
It is in Green Bay. You can be a Green Bay School District member. You can be a student at Howard, Pulaski, Greater Green Bay. What we find is that parents of individuals who have disabilities, they have their network and they're talking. And that's a lot of times how people understand what it is.
Right.
We have various partnerships with this program, and one of them is a Spiro. Person who is interested can go on, you know, a Spiro's website, and they can look under their services area, you know. And then there is an application that they put, they enter. And then Jessica Clemens at Aspiro will give their parents a call and start navigating. But once the application goes in, they are invited to a skills assessment.
McColl talks about how great the program is and what she has seen from past students and the outcome.
I mean, it does so many things good for the individual who's in the program. It helps their self-esteem, their awareness. They come out of their shell. They start in September, and by May, they're like almost transformed. It's really a wonderful program.
That was Dawn McColl from Bellin Sports Medicine and Project Search, who joined Mino and the Mayor weekday mornings from 6 to 9 a.m. For New Wisco Weekend, I'm Conrad Krieger.
Your love made it well worth waiting for someone like you.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. I'm talking to you right there. You need a plant. Plain and simple. You need a plant. Why? Because they're awesome. That's why. But if that's not enough of a reason, from a complete stranger that you've never really even talked to before, we'll quickly go over the psychological benefits of plants. For instance, they reduce stress and anxiety. How? The act of caring for plants, you know, watering, pruning, simply watching them, hoping a new leaf will blossom, can create feelings of calm, relaxation, maybe even pride. It's a grounding practice that you have to do almost daily. And it gives you that sense of reconnecting to nature. Here's another health benefit. It improves your mood. Why? Probably because it reduced your stress and anxiety, but also because you're proud. Okay? You're proud because your baby little plant that you saved from one of those big box store nurseries And yes, I'm saying saved because if you're buying a plant from there, you are saving it from definite death. You're proud because A, you saved it, but B, a new leaf has sprouted. Do you know how exciting it is to take care of something like that and then see actual growth? Excitement improves your mood. Here's number three. It enhances your cognitive function because it's a natural element that you can put in your home space, your workspace, on your patio, wherever you want to put it. Having it within eyesight can enhance your cognitive function, which leads to increased productivity, by the way. Probably because they're so freaking pretty. And finally, it can increase your creativity. It's therapeutic. Plants can help create stimulating environments, which is needed for personal growth and self-discovery. Quite honestly, it all goes back to that whole being in nature thing. Have you ever just gone out in the middle of the woods somewhere or, you know, outside of the city where there's actual quiet? It grounds you, it centers you, brings you back to the earth. And that's what plants remind you of. And that's why they're so cool. But you're probably like, Amanda, hang on. I see what you're saying about plants. Yeah, they can be pretty. Yeah, I can get super into, like, you know, taking care of them, putting little cool plant things in the pots, getting pretty pots. I get that. But I do not have a green thumb. It's okay. It's okay that you don't have a green thumb because there is a plant out there for you. And it's not an air plant. Don't let anyone trick you into thinking an air plant is easy to take care of. They are not. Your plant is a ZZ plant, better known as a Zanzibar gem. These plants can handle almost anything you throw at them. I am definitely 100% not joking. Put it in a low light situation, it's gonna live. Put it in a high light situation, it's gonna live. Underwater it, it's gonna live. Overwater it, well, don't do that. But it's still gonna live. I'm telling you, they're durable. They're adaptable. I've had a ZZ plant, I don't know, probably since 2017. I've put that thing in low light situations. I have put that thing in highlight situations. Overwatered, underwatered. It's still a lot. And yes, I've checked. It is not a fake plant that I thought was real. Had that happened to me in the past. So if you want to get into the world of having plants in your home and falling in love with them, I recommend a ZZ plant. Get one today. Go to a nursery. Just walk them in the leaves. Feel them. Because plants are your friends and they can't leave you. Unless you kill them. From New Wisco Weekend, I'm Amanda Nimmer, and there you go.
Do you ever imagine things? Are they scary things? Are they scary things? Do you ever imagine things? Things you'd like to have? Did you ever see a cat's eyes in the dark and wonder what they were? Did you ever pretend about things like that before?
Did you ever pretend about things like that?
Did you ever grow anything in the garden of your mind? You can grow ideas in the garden.
You know, they say patience is a virtue, especially if you're planting a garden in our area. Frost dates are important. Brittany Merlot really delves into this for us when we come back. This is New Wisco Weekend.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
New Wisco Weekend on your local Civic Media radio stations WGBW and WISS. I'm Lisa Hale, your host. Coming up, we've got Pete Schwab's classic movie pick of the week and a look at prostate cancer. Those who grow in Wisconsin know that the weather has a huge role. Should I plant now? Should I wait? Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot with more.
Winters are long and spring is chilly, packed with plenty of surprises from heat waves to snowstorms, which can trick us and our plants. Perennials can be fooled when our first full spring arrives, followed by a second and third winter. Then finally, the real spring takes effect. It's true. It's a roller coaster season with a little bit of everything packed into it. And when it comes to deciding what plant to plant, it's all about the hardiness zones, especially for trees, shrubs, and perennials. They need to be tough, tough enough to survive our winters. The USDA Plant Hardiness Map has most of the Fox Valley in Zone 5A, including Door County. But Green Bay and North is 4B, and in spots along the lakeshore, 5B. Now, most local nurseries and greenhouses will carry these hardy specific plants, but it's a good thing to double check, especially as we're split between three zones so close together. And as for annuals, it's a different story, and really weather patterns and averages are involved, because cold temperatures overnight dipping below freezing can nip the new ones that you plant. So figuring out when the final freeze will be is very crucial. Typically, areas along the lakeshore near Manitowoc and Sheboygan, it's usually at the end of April. Then a good chunk of the Fox Valley, it falls in the first week of May. The final freeze extends a little longer north in Shawano and Oconto to mid-May, and towards the end of May up north. This puts the average final freeze in the Fox Valley typically around May 5th, with some years later or earlier. For example, last year wound up falling on April 25th for Green Bay. I'm not so sure we'll get that lucky this time. As I look ahead into the forecast for temperatures, they're still dipping below freezing, and it's definitely still happening through the end of the month. And with the big system building, temperatures will warm out ahead of it, and I fear behind it they will crash, back to possibly below freezing. And in fact, the latest freeze ever on record for the Fox Valley was in 1958, and it was on June 6th. Yes, you heard that right. In the summer, only 66 years ago. Boy, that was a cold night. And then there are growing days to consider for crops and veggies. This counts only the days with temperatures between 50 and 86 degrees. So as you can imagine, that increases as we head into the summer months. And as for rain, that rises too. Above average amounts are forecasted to fall through the spring season, with the average of about 3 inches of rain each month for both April and May. And now that we're in a La Nina pattern, we should get the continuous spring showers we need, plus a little more. And most gardens usually need at least a half an inch to an inch of rain per week to saturate the soil and to get healthy root growth. So with this forecast, plants will thrive. Bloom wildly, my friends. For New Wisco Weekend, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
New Wisco Weekend on WGBW and WISS.
I'm feeling the need for some classic entertainment. So, here's Pete Schwabba.
New Wisco Weekend presents Pete Schwabba's classic movie pick of the week.
Recently on Nightlight, I had a discussion with a guest about the Mafia. Naturally, we delved into gangster films, but for whatever reason, I never brought up one of my all-time favorites, which is Miller's Crossing by the Coen brothers. It doesn't often get mentioned or even necessarily thought of as one of the best mob films, but it most definitely is. Gabriel Byrne plays Tom Regan, a cunning and well-respected consigliere to Irish mob boss Leo O'Bannon, played by Albert Finney. Leo leans on Tom for advice on how to stay in power as gang wars are heating up in the city. Tom's love interest, Verna, played by Marcia Gay Harden, complicates things, creating a dangerous love triangle.
What is this about, Tom? You want me to stop seeing Leo? Why don't you just say so?
I want you to quit spinning Leo in circles and pointing him where to go.
I forgot that's your job, isn't it?
I'll do what I have to do to protect Leo. I'm asking you politely, leave him alone. I don't have to ask. If I told him about our little dance last night, you'll pull it pretty soon dry up.
So would yours. I don't like being threatened.
And I don't like being taken for a sucker. That kind of game might work with Leo, but it don't work with me.
Do you think last night was just more campaigning for my brother?
I can see the angles. You know, if there was a market for little old ladies, you'd have Grandma Birnbaum first in line.
You're a pathetic rumhead.
And I love you, Angel.
Despite what you just heard, Tom is thoughtful, measured, and for the most part loyal to Leo, at least to his operation, even to the point where he would have Leo believe he is not and risk being ostracized. Surrounding Byrne, Finney, and Gay Harden are some outstanding actors and Coen brother regulars who complete the cast, including Steve Buscemi, John Turturro, and John Polito, who plays Leo's adversary. The cast delivers some of the best and most stylized dialogue the Coen brothers have ever written. There is even an uncredited appearance by Oscar winner Frances McDormand as the mayor's secretary, and a cameo by Coen brothers' friend and critically acclaimed director Sam Raimi, who gets shot full of holes during a gang battle. Joel and Ethan Coen made the 1984 film Blood Simple, which set them on the path to being two of the most critically acclaimed filmmakers of their time. Miller's Crossing was the Coen brothers' third film and follow-up to their popular and critically acclaimed Raising Arizona. Miller's Crossing was not an easy script to get through for the brothers. At one point, they were suffering horrible writer's block and took a break and ended up writing Barton Fink, which tells the story of a writer suffering from terrible writer's block. In the film Miller's Crossing, Tom Regan's character lives in a building called the Barton Arms. Here are some fun facts about Miller's Crossing. Although Marcia Gay Harden won the role of Verna, she had stiff competition as Julia Roberts, Demi Moore, and Jennifer Jason Leigh all auditioned for the role. Just like with talent, the Coen brothers seemed to hit home runs with cinematographers. This was the last film director of photography Barry Sonnenfeld shot for the brothers. Sonnenfeld went on to direct such films as Men in Black, leaving the position to Roger Deakins, an Oscar-winning director of photography who still works with the Coens. The film score was composed by the great Carter Burwell, who has done 16 Coen brothers films. Miller's Crossing also marks the first time the brothers Coen cast John Turturro and Steve Buscemi, who became mainstays in many of their films. Miller's Crossing, as with many Coen brothers films, is the result of not only expert writing and directing, but perfect collaboration with other incredible artists, and it's this week's Classic Movie Pick of the Week. For more movie and entertainment talk, join me weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. for Nightlight here on WISS and WGBW. For New Wisco Weekend, I'm Pete Schwab.
Did you know that prostate cancer has a very high survival rate and early detection is the key? Melissa Kay reports.
Prostate cancer is one of the most common cancers affecting men, but it also has one of the highest survival rates among all cancers. Screening is important because prostate cancer often develops without noticeable symptoms. Testing for prostate cancer usually starts around age 50 unless you have a family history. Zuhair Ghanem is an MD, internal medicine physician, and oncologist at Aspirus Health. He says treatment options vary.
Some patients, we just observe them and watch them without active treatment. Some patients need surgery. Some patients need radiation therapy. And some patients need even chemotherapy.
Dr. Ghanem says early detection could save your life.
I wish more men knew the importance of early detection on the overall outcome and well-being.
I'm Melissa Kay.
Ahead on New Wisco Weekend, our cover story featuring an in-depth conversation with a Shawnee County woman who shares her expanding love for gardening and what she's growing this year. We'll be back right after the news. Listening to New Wisco Weekend for WISS and WGBW. I'm Lisa Hale, your host. It's time for us to dig into this issue's cover story. Experts estimate most gardeners will spend between $70 and $120 to get the average garden growing. But in the end, you could get more than $500 worth of produce from your plants, giving you a nice return on your investment. One woman is already growing hundreds of plants inside of her home in anticipation of a great garden harvest ahead. Here's New Wisco Weekend's Terry Barr with more.
Lisa, this could be just one example of someone who spent the winter months researching the hows and whys of creating a bigger, better garden than she's ever had in the past. Paula Schultz loves everything about growing her own food. The Shawnee County woman, and I need to let you know, she is my sister-in-law. Well, she tells me why she wants others to feel inspired to find their own reason for getting out in the garden.
It gives me time to get out of my head and concentrate on something that I know is going to be very satisfying over the long run. It gives me movement. Something that I don't do a lot is move. You know, I'm a homebody. So that's something that's been important to me, that I one big reason I wanted to do this. And yeah, it's just to get out there in the sunshine, soak up the vitamin D, and be in my own little world.
You know, doctors and gardening experts, they often talk about how good gardening can be, you know, obviously for your health when you're eating what you're making, but also for your mental and your physical. And you mentioned the physical. Can you feel that when you're out there? Does it just make you feel different?
It gives me energy. I feel at peace. That's big. I feel at peace.
I love that. So how are you feeling at peace right now with all those plants that you have started from seed? I saw the photos. Mm-hmm. You have a lot. So tell me, how many plants have you started from seed?
My last count was 556, I believe, mm-hmm. plants. And unfortunately, I had to toss out about 150 this past weekend because they never germinated. It's on my things to do if time tomorrow or the next day, and just keeping my fingers crossed that I'm not too late in the game for it. We're going to run out of time in order to have good, healthy, strong plants to get in the ground by mid to end May right now.
And I find that interesting, and I have not started any seeds, but you're saying even though you've started, you still feel behind. So I guess I feel bad. Now I'm behind. Why are we behind, or why do you feel like that? Is there a kind of a date where you sort of have to get going right away to do this?
To have a good, healthy plant to put into the ground, you want to have them get the seeds into a pot 6 to 8 weeks out. Mm. And that'll give you a plant that's anywhere from 6 to 12 inches tall, depending on the conditions. That'll be a good plant to get into the ground. Right now, I'm going to be pushing it, planting more seeds. I'm kind of thinking, you know, maybe if I keep my fingers crossed, we'll have a little longer growing season in September. Yeah. And I'll have my harvest will last longer, which would be wonderful.
What did you plant?
I'm going to start from one end of the garden and go to the other end. We're going to have 2,000 ears of corn planted, and then around 150 tomato plants. And going into the next rows will be green and red peppers. And then after that, a mixture of broccoli and cauliflower and basil and cucumbers.
Oh, wow.
And then that'll take up about 2/3 of the garden. And then the last third of the garden is going to be large to a lot of people, but small for my garden space, zinnia field. And it's just going to be probably a 30 by 70 foot field of just zinnias growing. I really want to bring in a lot of pollinators too.
Oh yeah. That garden is going to be gorgeous too. I mean, just the description fills my mind with what a pretty thing you will have to look at as well.
I know. And it's right off, like I can sit on my back deck and watch my garden grow.
I love it. So why did you decide to do so many? I mean, what is your goal with your garden?
It started out that last year at the end of the season, I didn't have a big garden. I had a small little raised bed garden, but it wasn't much at all. And I was trying to get my hands on sweet corn and tomatoes to preserve for the year. And they were either very difficult to get, or if I did find them, they were extremely expensive. So I thought, I'm going to do my own. I'm going to commandeer part of the cornfield that someone's been renting. and we're going to do this. That's what originally got my mind thinking. And then I ran into someone last year, just asked a question on one of the gardening pages. Why doesn't anybody ever have tomato farms anymore? Mm. And so that got me to thinking. So this year, I'm just thinking, if I have a good tomato harvest and it all goes well, I might shoot for that next year or the year after. We'll see how that goes. Being that these plants are doing so well in the basement and coming up so nicely.
You have had a garden before. Any suggestions for people just getting started or thinking about it?
Start small. Start with going to a nursery and buying plants. skip the seeds and starting your own for a while, because it can be very daunting and it's a lot of work. There's quite a bit of science to it. You know, we have all kinds of grow lights in our basement, and the humidity levels at a certain point all the time, and watering twice a day. It's time consuming and it's daunting, like I said.
Yeah.
And start small. Only plant what you're going to eat or what you're going to share. Don't let that food go to waste in that garden. Use it. Yeah. That's why you did it. And enjoy yourself. You know, buy yourself a big brimmed hat and get out there and teach your kids to do the same thing. Teach your grandkids.
What a great thing to do as a family. Yeah. I can't wait to watch your garden grow.
I can't either. I'm so excited. Every day I look out the back window and I see that big dark spot that was tilled up last fall. And just another month and a half and it's going to be filled with wonderful things.
Paula, thank you for sharing your gardening story. I'll come visit you and buy some of your produce.
it's free for family.
I'm lucky. Thank you, Paula.
You're welcome. Thank you, Terry.
Okay. If I added the numbers up correctly, your sister-in-law, Paula, is going to have about 700 vegetable plants of all kinds in her garden. You're lucky to be family, Terry, and I expect to get some of that surplus zucchini, all right?
I don't disagree. And while asking UW Extension officials about this, they estimate a garden similar to hers could actually help feed a family of four for a year. So Lisa, bottom line, even if you plant the smallest garden, it will still help you offset any produce price increases at the grocery store.
If you're hungry for some fresh local produce but don't want to grow your own, there are farmers markets across Northeast Wisconsin, from Fond du Lac to Oshkosh to Green Bay, Manitowoc to Door County. Many will be opening in the next few weeks with early season greens, eggs, cheese, and even bread. You can find all the information on the ones closest to you at the Wisconsin Farmers Market Association website, wifarmersmarkets.org. Security is an issue in Northeast Wisconsin affecting children, students, and adults. DeLorean Walls, co-chair and founding members of Brothers Helping Brothers Wisconsin, said upcoming conversations on food insecurity and a food drive right before the NFL draft in Green Bay will help ease some hunger in the area. Walls said that on April 15th, a roundtable discussion on food insecurities amongst college students will take place at St. Norbert's College. And on April 23rd, a food drive called Packers Superfan Food Drive will be held at First and Goal on University Avenue in Green Bay to benefit the food pantry at St. Norbert's.
If you come in and bring a canned good or anything like that, you qualify for certain prizes. And we're hoping to raise over 1,000 pounds of food to give away to St. Norbert's food pantry.
As federal programs see funding cuts, Wisconsin food banks are set to lose over $2 million from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. In Brown County, approximately one of three people is affected by food insecurity. According to Walls, 22.8% of Brown County suffer from food insecurity, while 31.7% of the population has lowered food security. Lowered food security generally refers to a situation where individuals or households have less reliable access to enough nutritious or safe food for an active and healthy life.
Honestly, I don't think people don't see it. I think it's delusion that they don't want to see it. Because if we have been named the number one safest place to live physically, if we've been named a couple years ago the number one place to relocate physically, we almost are forgetting about the psychological aspect of things that makes us safe. And we talk about the basic needs of a person. A lot of times that I've talked to people, our basic needs have not been met. and food insecurity is one of them.
Wall says he understands the struggle on a personal level. He's one of those who's experienced food insecurity as a child and as an adult.
I remember living on the Capitol Drive here in Green Bay with my three older brothers and my mother in one bedroom apartment. And we had to scrape up funds to see how we were going to eat. Four adults in a house. I remember being that man who didn't know where my next meal was going to come from. I remember being that man having to eat noodles three, four times a week.
Walls continued that he remembers the boxes of food containing powdered milk and bulk cheese. He said local programs need to be more proactive rather than reactive to the Brown County situation.
What about the summertime when the kids get out of school? It's only going to cost us $18,000 to $19,000 to give them breakfast, lunch, and a snack to take home. That's for every kid in Brown County.
In addition to the upcoming food drive, Walls will be traveling to Madison with members of the Food Leadership Lab to discuss funding with legislators. He believes that many of the lawmakers don't see hunger as an issue. Walls says it is, and it's a very important issue for children especially.
It's very easy to miss when you're not looking for it. You know, we talked about schools. We talked early in a conversation about the elementary. I get kind of emotional when I talk about that, especially with the kids when having food. I was talking to a teacher the other day ago. Most children come to school because they can get a breakfast. And then if a kid gets suspended, they don't get that.
Walls made his comments on Civic Media's Mino and the Mayor's show. For New Wisco Weekend, I'm Lisa Hale.
Kansas City to Brazil, I said blow your top, blow your own. Ah-ooh-ah, this beatbox too much, I know you go. Hip-hop never stop, I'm for you. Taste it fun, we got cool and hot, just for you. The pleasures of the soul, come on, come in, and check it out. Who says sip-on? Ah-ooh-ah, this beatbox too much, I know you go. Hip-hop.
Coming up, the growth of a music career. Learn what it takes to plant the seeds for success from one area duo next. Meanwhile, a new Axiom survey shows that vegetables are the top-selling seeds from the past few years. Tomatoes are the most popular, followed by cucumbers and peppers. You know, I'm looking for zucchini and sweet peas. This is New Wisco Weekend.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
This is New Wisco Weekend. I'm Lisa Hale. 7,000 Apart is a musical duo with a fun and unique story. They recently appeared on Civic Media's Mino and the Mayor show. Now, with a little bit of that interview and some great original music, here's John Mino, Jim Schmidt, Dennis Peters, and 7,000 Apart.
So my name is Amelie. I'm originally from Stockholm, Sweden. I came to the U.S. as an exchange student when I was 17, ended up at Preble High School. That's where I met John.
We met in music theory class, and we just became really good friends over music. Then we became more than friends, ended up dating. We ended up being long distance for 3 years, and got married in Sweden. And then we moved to the U.S. for 6 years, where we were pursuing doing music. And after a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, we are now full-time with music. And there's still blood, sweat, and tears.
Oh, 100%. There's always, always
So where did the 7,000?
So that was so we started the band while we were long distance. And it was 7,011 kilometers between my bedroom and John's dorm room at college where he was at.
So you moved to the kitchen.
Exactly.
Dennis, how do you create a band from 7,000 kilometers away?
It's you don't.
We did.
You don't, but they did. So you're in the middle of working on your new album.
Yes.
Talk to us about this process of this whole new album in the Kickstarter program.
Yeah, so we've decided to call the album "Why Do We Do What We Do?"
But we're working on a Kickstarter to fund the album. We don't have a record label, which means we are 100% dependent on our fans here in Wisconsin and in Sweden. It's pretty stressful in comparison to being signed in some ways, but then
maybe
I've
not.
Also heard maybe it isn't.
So
you have the freedom though, but it's all your work.
We can do exactly what we want, which feels really great. And as I mentioned earlier, we're calling this album "Why Do We Do What We Do?" which is something I feel like we all question, whether you're a musician or not. Like you
so
kind of,
especially
when you're growing up. I mean, we're not like the 20-year-old bright-eyed kids anymore.
Just 21.
Right? Yeah, we're just 21 now. And so we're like, we've learned from life, and we're like, we need to question, why are we doing what we're doing? Should we, you know, go back to school and get a real job? Quotation marks. And we realized that no. We love what we do. This is what we're supposed to do, and we're not going to stop until someone really, like, until we really have to. We're going to play Soul and Soul with Scars. It's one of my favorites.
Never thought I'd get this far with my soul and soul my scars. Life's not how I thought it would be. The fairy tales I've seen, my faded childhood dreams. Might not ever get my break. Not sure that I have got what it takes. I made my share of mistakes. I'm fine being alive. Glad I got to survive. Never thought I'd get this far with my soul and soul my scars. I made peace with inside walls, broken glass around my on the other side of ravines, the days can only seem uniquely ordinary. Highlights, they involve the sunlight, smell of coffee invites time alone with them. But I get to survive. Never thought soma scars. I made peace with inside walls, broken glass around my heart. The echo of time is not a bull, ignoring it, fading is my highest fear. Millions of roads to impossible, thousands of different lifetimes that got me here. Never thought I'd get this far with my soul and soul my scars. I made peace with inside wars, broken glass around my heart.
Wow.
That's how you ended a song. Well done.
Fantastic.
Oh, that's how you resolve a song. Wow. When is, are you in the recording process right now then as well?
Okay. Yeah.
What's your time frame to release that music?
So we're hoping to have the album done for summer so we can sell CDs and also the people that have backed the Kickstarter being able to give them the CDs. Vinyl takes a little longer. It takes about 3 months. So maybe middle of summer we'll have them or something.
Beautiful.
And then, but then we're actually releasing one song a month on Spotify and other streaming platforms. Okay. So on the 7th of every month, there's going to be a new song. When you see like, oh, it's the 7th today. Oh, 7,000 apart is is releasing a new song today. Got to check that out.
Nice. I got it.
That's it. Tell us about Snow White.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yes, of course. So, I'm the Swedish voice of Snow White, which is something I never thought I would be able to say. It's been a dream of mine since I was little, because I've been voice acting since I was 10 years old. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Like that's. Yeah. Amazing.
Thank you.
Give us a couple of lines that you'd say in the movie.
I can sing a little bit if you want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Jag
lever med inte dem. Det finns hopp den ger mig. När bara himlen ser mig. Vid brunnen önskar jag så stilla.
Okay, I can translate for you. I used to live in a dome. Yeah. And then listen to country music, and you'll find me on the CMAs next week. Back to you, Bob.
Usually they only cast celebrities for these kind of things because they want to push it. But because it's been a PR nightmare, this movie, they didn't care, I guess, this time. And so they asked me to come in
and
do a voice.
She sells short.
Tripping on words like it's a tightrope. Running in circles, I'm gonna explode. Kept on a launch line, my head's spinning.
Thank you for being a part of New Wisco Weekend, our look at gardening. New Wisco Weekend is produced and written by Terry Barr and Lisa Hale. Our executive producer is Todd Michaels, directed by Lisa Hale. Lead correspondent is Terry Barr with features from Conrad Krieger, Brittany Merlot, Melissa Kay, and Peach Waba. Our commentator is Amanda Nimmer. If you have a story you'd like to hear covered, please feel free to email me anytime, lisa.hale@civicmedia.us. I'm Civic Media Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief Lisa Hale for WISS and WGBW News. Be unstoppable.
Contorting myself into a lock cage. It's time that I break out to the main stage. Follow my lead, let's walk out to the spotlight. One
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.